pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. Your mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And welcome, Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us, folks. We have got a jam-packed show for you. We're going to kind of be, you know, we're going to do a variety of sports like we always do here on the Doug and Danny Show. We spread it around a little bit. Majority of the talk, we're going to concentrate on football. Bob Jensen, as always, Wednesday, Huskerland Prep Preview, going to join us second half of the program. Play-by-play announcer for the Baylor Bears, John Morris, set to join us as well. Talk a little Nebraska, Baylor football. And we're going to talk a little volleyball with the Hastings College volleyball coach, Jen Comfort, looking forward to that as well.
Yay!
Obviously, Douglas, the World Series takes center stage.
Have you heard the latest? The World Series may be postponed.
Why is that?
Because of this great flood.
Oh, really?
It may be 40 days and 40 nights.
Yeah. Well, anytime the Rays are in the World Series, I think.
There you go. The world could be coming to an end. Yeah, Rays and Phillies tonight. When do you want to make your prediction?
Later.
Mike, you think we're going to have time later?
I think we're going to have time. We'll fit it in right at the end.
Mike and Mike both taking the Phillies in six today. The one thing I would like to get your thoughts on, just coming back from Vegas where all this talk would have been going on, the story came out Monday that the Rays are favored in the World Series because there are so many future bets on the Rays. So they're trying to get some money, obviously, on the Phillies. And, of course, the whole point of betting and having lines in Vegas is that they hit the middle and they win the juice or they win both ends or whatever it is that they hit. But isn't that going against almost everything you usually do? I mean, aren't they actually saying that if there was not a single penny wagered that the Phillies would be the favorite?
That is what they're saying. Although they're talking millions upon millions of dollars would be lost on the 250-to-1 shots that are out there.
How many of those are there? Did you talk? I know you talked to some of the sports books out there. What are they saying? I mean, nobody's laying $1,000 on the Rays. They're laying $10. Maybe some, you know, real, you know, maybe the guys that are rolling in billions of dollars that are there are throwing out 100 or a couple hundred on everybody. But
at 251, that just adds up so fast, so Doug.
Well, what's $100 at 250-to-1?
$25,000, yeah.
Yeah, that's going to just kill Vegas.
Well, there must be
100 of those aren't going to kill Vegas.
Well, there must be enough of them out there. They see millions upon millions of dollars, and you know, when you're talking that puts Vegas in a pinch, and so they want money back. They want to ensure their money back by having people take the Phillies in this World Series and hopefully balance it out a little bit. I guess they say cut their losses short. I mean that's what they're doing in essence. Correct.
Well,
I mean, they're just saying, hey, we'll take our lumps.
Well, Vegas never takes their lumps, do they? 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com.
But, Doug, you look at the Devil Rays, and I said Devil Rays. They're not the Devil Rays. They're the Rays. The Rays, you got to get rid of the Devil. They've gotten rid of it. Did you ever think Carl Crawford, B.J. Upton, these guys have become Rocco Baldelli, Evan Longoria. Did you ever think that those four names right there, and that's before you get to Kazmir, that's before you get to Price, the phenomenal kid out of Vanderbilt?
Easy. So he closed the game Sunday. I'm already easy on the phenomenal on Price. What were his stats throughout the year?
Well, he's throwing 97 miles an hour and been out of college.
Java Chamberlain was doing the same thing.
He's been out of college for 8 months. Well, he didn't do it in the World Series.
Well,
sure as hell didn't do it in the World Series.
Because his team stinks.
Well, that's not,
you know. That's because he had to be a Yankee. That's too bad.
My point is, why
do you think he was drinking? He's a Yankee. He's going, oh, my God, I'm stuck with these losers.
Fair enough. But did you ever think you could run down four or five Rays names? I mean, seriously.
Ray Durham, Ray Bourque, Ray...
Vaughn.
Carlos Pena. There's a household name. I mean, people are learning these guys' names. Now, will they be on the Rays squad for years to come?
They'll soon be on the Royals squad. End up in Omaha. And Doug and Daddy Show, we'll make our World Series predictions coming up at the end of the program. John Morris, voice of the Baylor Bears, joins us at the bottom of the hour. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, every Wednesday joins us. But right now, as promised, we welcome to the show for the first time on the Doug and Daddy Show. She's the interim head volleyball coach at Hastings College. And unfortunately, they took one on the chin last night to Doan, but they're still ranked 20th in the country at 25-6. And we welcome Jen Comfort to the program. Jen, good morning. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Well, you know, we've got a lot of questions, and we want to talk about the volleyball team and your transition, but let's start with last night.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you don't like to drop conference matches at home, but this conference is more than just a couple teams deep now. Tell us a little bit about the match last night.
The match against Doan last night was just a heartbreaker with losing it at home and losing it to our rival Doan. But fortunately, we came out and played very well in the third game and the start of the fourth game. We just didn't hang on, and it came out with a loss, but I think the girls are going to take a lot away from it. But it's going to go interesting to find out where the conference standings go from here.
Jen, obviously peaking at the right time is so critical, especially coming this time of year. Where do you see this team right now?
I see this team, you know, just kind of hanging their heads a little bit after a loss, but we've got to pick it up because we've got two games on the road this weekend against Sioux Falls and Dakota Wesleyan. So I see us about mid to upper conference, definitely an upper, but dropping. And I think with elevated play, we can regain our top conference spot.
Jen Comfort is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. As you said, the four-game homestand wound down last night. Now it's back on the road. And just looking at the stats and watching and hearing some of the results from the games throughout the season, there's always somebody different, it seems like, that's stepping up. You see, you know, Lindy doing the job at center, and you see some of the same names, but it's not the same girl every single night. How deep do you think this team is?
Well, we're deep in the fact that we have six seniors, but we're shallow in the fact that everybody's at a different position. So if somebody's not cutting it at a position, it's hard to find that next person to come in and take their spot. So they play great. Everybody has their night, but it'd be great that if we could all get it on the same night.
Jen, I've got to ask you, how did you guys remain focused throughout this season with the turmoil that went on?
We knew that the season, the schedule was going to be the same. The people on the team were going to be the same. Our opponents weren't going to change, so we knew that it's just the same season, just one less person on the sidelines. We knew our goals were still the same, and we had to go out and prepare the same way that we would, no matter what.
Jen Comfort joining us, the interim head volleyball coach at Hastings College, is sitting at 25-6. How did you handle it? Because obviously it wasn't like you had been a 6-7 year assistant.
Correct. I had been a 1 month assistant, and I took it as here's an opportunity, and do the best that you can with it. And I really feel that I had the support of the girls, of Kelsey, my assistant, and the rest of the athletic department, and that truly helped make the transition a lot easier.
Well, Jim, with the wins you guys have been able to put up, it's certainly kind of established. You've got to be pulling on people on your back and supporting you as you go in and try and get this head coaching job.
Well, I definitely have support of the department and, like I said, the college. And just that support just builds confidence for myself and for the team, just knowing that everybody backs us and supports our cause. So,
Jen, talk a little bit about the matches you've got coming up this weekend, the type of competition your team will see.
We're playing Sioux Falls on Friday. They are currently 1-9 in conference, about 14-17, I believe, overall. Unfortunately, it is at their place. So we've got to make the long trip up to Sioux Falls and come ready to play. Same with Dakota Wesleyan. We travel over to their place in Mitchell and play on Saturday afternoon. And it'll be about the same situation. We've got to just show up and play our game. And I'm really more concerned about how our team will prepare for this than preparing to play our opponent.
And, Jen, everybody is, seems, and I'm included, I always get all confused about how the NAIA works their playoff system. I know there's a lot of system or a lot of season left, conference play, tournament-wise. Explain where you're at trying to make the postseason to the Hastings College fans out there.
Currently, we are approximately fourth or fifth in conference. 12 teams will qualify for the conference tournament. Those matchups will be announced as soon as conference play is over on November 4th. Those games will start on November 6th. The top four teams get first-round byes, and then the conference tournament will play out from there. The first place, the conference tournament champion, and the regular season champion get automatic bids to nationals. The nationals are being held in Sioux Falls this year, Sioux City, so either Briarcliff or Morningside get an automatic bid. If they're one of the teams that get a GPAC automatic bid, then there will be another additional team plus them. So there'd be two teams no matter what, only coming from the GPAC. There are 7 to 8 berths given out past that. So you need to finish about 3rd to 4th in the conference to be considered for nationals.
What, the Division I football committee come up with that idea?
I really think so. I don't know. It's been explained to me multiple times, but, you know, I just tell the girls we've got to go out and play our best every single night to show that we deserve to be there.
Well, Jen, we wish you guys the best on the road this weekend. Wanted to let things simmer down a little bit over there before we got a chance to talk with you on the show, but it looks like things continue to roll 25-6, and let's see if we can get a couple more weekends for the Lady Broncos this weekend.
Definitely.
All right. Thanks, Coach. Jen Comfort, head volleyball coach at Hastings College. Of course, for the folks that just moved into the area, their head volleyball coach for the last 6 years, Fred Aubuchon, resigned abruptly. I think it was 12 games into the season, if my notes are correct here. And Jen, who had just came on as an assistant this year, kind of thrown in there, and the grad assistant thrown into that, and they continue to play decent volleyball. I mean, 25-6, that's not too bad at all.
You certainly... Yeah, if that's a record, you would have said to Jen Comfort, I'm sure she probably would be on the bench doing back handsprings and whatnot. And probably would have hurt herself being so excited at that. But yeah, 25-6 is incredible. Now, but it kind of sounds to me like, hey, we can play some of our best volleyball, and the season's over after the conference tournament.
Well, they are in a position to make the postseason, and now they have to play well. And that's all you can wish and hope for right now. I think they still kind of control their own destiny. There's not a whole lot of room for error, as folks in the NAIA and Division II level know. You know, you can have a basketball team that's 25-6 and a little knee knocker would be going on. Hey, let's face it. If UNK was 25-6, they might not be in the postseason, which would be absurd. But a big game for UNK tonight, ranked 11th in the country. They are at 23rd ranked Wayne State this evening. Wayne State's going to have a blackout.
Unbelievable.
Woo!
Coach Squires, not
all
you think Coach Squires is worried?
I think Coach Squires might wear black.
He's crazy like that.
He's crazy like a fox. That's coming up tonight. And the second-ranked Huskers will host Texas A&M. They're a 500 team regular season and in the conference. That game will be shown on Nebraska Educational Television and can be heard on our sister station, The Breeze, 94.5 FM. Couple other things we want to get to, and we will do that before we catch up with John Morris, the play-by-play man from Baylor, and also with our main man, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll be back after this.
Hey, this is Matt Schick, formerly of NTV and now with KETV in Omaha, Nebraska. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show. These guys are wicked good, or in English, terrible.
Here's a story big business didn't want you to know. It's about the ViewCube satellite receiver, compatible with DirecTV or the Dish Network. Manufacturers love it. When truck stops, sell it for $1,299 or more. But here's the part they don't want you to hear. Rich & Sons Camper Sales of Grand Island sells it for only $699. Anything less and, you don't want to know what might happen. The ViewCube takes portable satellite viewing to the next level. See Rich & Sons soon for the ViewCube. Go to ESPNSuperstation.com, click on the Rich & Sons ad to see the ViewCube. At $699, they won't last long.
Ah, autumn. The colors, the smells, the sounds, the leaves dropping off trees. But leaves aren't the only things hitting the ground at Carney Yamaha this fall. Kearney Yamaha has dozens of Yamaha ATVs at rock bottom prices. Stop by Kearney Yamaha today and check out the low pricing on new Yamaha Grizzly ATVs. Or if you already have an ATV, get in and see their great accessories like snowblades, hunting gear, and drop baskets. The prices are slashed to sell. So if you want to save on Yamaha ATVs, apparel, and accessories, head to where prices are dropping like leaves this fall at Kearney Yamaha. Years of experience and a huge selection. Kearney Yamaha, Nebraska's power sports mall, just south of the Kearney I-80.
Personal watercraft. ATVs, just the motorcycle that'll suit your needs. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
At Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, we're proud to present exciting dining choices. Our legendary steaks are personally selected from our exclusive aged premium reserve beef. Sensational entrees like our premium glazed lamb chops and pecan-crusted Chilean sea bass will contribute to your experience. You can view the entire menu on our website. Join us for a relaxing and enjoyable dining experience at Uncle Ed's Steakhouse in Grand Island, where steaks are our passion, excellence is our promise.
It's the crowd. It's the band. It's the game-changing plays.
Lateral on the flea flicker.
You know the traditions. And the rivalries.
Personal foul.
Now you can hear all the excitement of college football with ESPN Radio's College Football Game of the Week.
This Saturday, the Hokies of Virginia Tech travel to Florida State. Our pregame at 2, followed by Game 3 of the World Series. Saturday on ESPN Radio.
People here, they want a sense of ownership of the program. And they deserve it. You know, that's, you know, it's the main show in the state.
Every Tuesday, shortly past noon, we cut out the middleman. You hear the Bo Pelini press conference live right here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550 AM.
A wind advisory is in effect across the area throughout the day today. Winter storm warning goes in effect tonight, continues out through the day on Thursday. With cloudy skies, we'll see more rain continue today. Could mix in with a little wet snow in spots late as temperatures will stay fairly steady or falling a bit from around the lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
Well, I love a rainy night. I love a rainy night. I love to hear the thunder, watch the lightning when it lights up the sky. Well, I love
a rainy night. It's such a beautiful sight. Yeah, when it's 79 at home. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Daddy, how's this going to affect what's going on this week? They're trying to promise us that it will not affect state cross country on Friday, but how are they going to get set up? Rich Broderson and the gang and Jim Angeli and the gang, they're going to have their hands full getting ready at the Kearney Country Club on Friday. You're just glad that today's not Friday, that we don't have to mess with it today. So even the weathermen aren't quite sure what's going on. There's a shocker. But, I mean, even admitting that they're not sure exactly who's going to get crushed here. But a lot of the talk is that this is supposed to be going on through tomorrow afternoon. I think it got started a little early yesterday, so maybe it'll be done early. We can hope. But how will this affect football games tomorrow night if this snow does roll in? We were talking to some folks that are already planning on these whiteout conditions and maybe closing school tomorrow. There were some schools closed today in the rural areas of western Nebraska.
Well, Doug, I got to wonder if some of the games, there's some meaningless games out there.
Cannot forfeit.
You cannot forfeit.
Do not. I mean, you don't want to forfeit. It's not fair to the team that needs the practice. I mean, even if you're the good team. You know, if it's 7-0 against 1-6, you know, you still want to get your reps out there. I mean, you're only playing eight games a year.
But I think that's the 7-0 team's going on. They're going to get their eighth game. I don't think the team that's 1-7 or 1-6 wants to play their eighth game very bad.
No, I don't know. Safety. Safety is key. There's no doubt about it. But I think we're going to see a lot more Friday games. That would kind of screw things up.
Now, I mean, okay. So you move it to Friday. The Friday games, obviously, there's a lot of them that probably can't move to Friday just because of the officiating. You don't have officials there.
Well, there's going to be some of the officials that are doing games Thursday and Friday. There's going to be, this is an athletic director's nightmare, all these weather-related issues. But the thing here is be calm. We know this is coming in. If it does get bad,
You know, I think referees that aren't refereeing, be ready. You know, folks that thought they were playing Thursday, better be ready to play Friday. You better just simmer down on all your plans for the next few days.
I guess my point was, if you're and I'm you got Daria team. I think Pleasanton's playing North Loop Scotia. Records are kind of off base. That was my point on that. But then you've got a game in Elm Creek Cambridge. That game that has to be played. I mean, you've got there's no way of getting around that. It's for a district title. It's for playoff points for everything involved.
As long as it's safe to play, play. It's been quite a while ago, but if memory serves me right, the playoffs were actually switched because of a major snowstorm. This was before I ever came to Kearney, and maybe the folks in Cozad can help me out here.
91.
It had to be around there sometime.
91.
I think Ord traveled to play Cozad on a Monday or a Tuesday even. They were supposed to play Thursday or Friday. The storm came in, and the earliest we could go, and it was tough to get there on Monday or Tuesday when I was still up at Ord, and they played that football game. And that might have been the year.
Yeah, I think that was the year we had to go at Bertrand, had to go to Cambridge, and school was called off, and I believe we played the game like at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
And this is not to confuse the playoffs of 2000, like when Cambridge and Amherst had to push back their game, the Blizzard of 2000. One of the most bizarre games I ever broadcast was that Saturday afternoon because it was a little earlier start. Lawrence Nelson hosting Kenesaw. Still kick Leland Skeen in the knee every once in a while over that one. I'm outside on the scaffolding, no cover. And by the end of the game, all the equipment covered in snow. All of it. Now, it wasn't horrible, but on the way home, that's a long drive from Lawrence Nelson all the way back to Kearney. Just about got stuck on the main streets in Kearney because I'd went to state volleyball, and it was nice. You know, go down to state volleyball on Wednesday, do some volleyball all weekend, come back Saturday, and just go straight to Lawrence, do the football game. And it was that drive down the highway to Campbell and then up north through Minden, there wasn't anybody out there, and I didn't have a truck. Had a tough car. But I got back, and it was absolutely horrid.
Now, I guess you got to look at the year as a whole. Has there been a better year for Friday night high school football than this year?
This has been better than most. There's no doubt about it. We had some wind a couple times. We had some cool temperatures. But overall, most Friday nights have been outstanding. Can't complain. But if you have to be out in this, you better be prepared. And Misco Sports has everything you need not only to show off your team's spirit, but to keep you warm. The latest hooded sweatshirts and knit caps in Husker, Loper, and your favorite college and NFL teams. You can also get the hoodies and caps by Nike and Adidas in plenty of fashionable colors. And with this cold weather, Misco's has Columbia coats in stock. It'll keep you warm and looking good, so you can have the best of both worlds. Be sure to stop by and see them today. Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. See them before the games begin so you don't freeze off your tush.
Well,
It ain't this wacko in Waco, I'll tell you that right now.
No, I'm sure the weather's beautiful in Waco. And well, we'll find out how beautiful it is because we're going to catch up with John Morris, play-by-play announcer of the Baylor Bears, right now on the Doug and Daddy Show. John, thanks so much for the time. Good morning.
Guys, good morning to you. Now, you're scaring me a little bit. What kind of weather are we getting into this week?
It's going to be beautiful Saturday.
It's
60 degrees, and eastern Nebraska will be okay. It's like Texas. There's way more nice things in the east than there are in the west as far as the state of Nebraska.
Okay, good deal. Glad to hear it.
John, obviously the coach is going through their press rituals here the last couple of days, and I thought one of the interesting things that was finally brought up yesterday, everybody wants to talk about Baylor's offense and of course, the star freshman quarterback here. I don't want to start there. I want to talk about the Baylor defense, and a lot of people think that this may be the matchup that would decide the game if Baylor's defense can be strong against Nebraska's offense. Your overall thoughts on the Bears' defense?
I think that's a very good question. Our defense this year has been pretty solid. They hadn't been spectacular, but, you know, they've been pretty solid for the most part. You know, we survived going through Oklahoma. He lost that game big, 49-17, and then lost to Oklahoma State this past Saturday, 34-6. But even in that, there were some, you know, some good things, some nuggets you could pull out defensively when Baylor did okay. Second half against Oklahoma State. Now, granted, they may have put it in cruise control, but Baylor held them to 6 points, 2 field goals, couple of fourth down stands, you know, that kept them out of the end zone. So, you know, if you were giving a grade to the Baylor defense right now overall on the year, it would probably be a C or maybe a B minus, because overall I think they've done really well.
Well, I think they knew coming in that Jordan Lake at safety, Pavelic is back there. He was a linebacker, and he's back in the defensive backfield. Those guys are your leaders, and I guess if everybody played like they did, I think Art Briles said, if we had 11 of those guys out there, this would be a lot different defense.
Boy, those two are really good, too, and you're right. I wish we had more of them, but there aren't many of those guys that play that hard and play with that kind of intensity around college football. But those two are good. Jordan Lake in the safety, and he's a headhunter back there at free safety. And Joe Pavelic is the leading tackler in the Big 12 Conference and the fourth leading tackler in the nation, so he's very, very steady at middle linebacker.
Doug and Daddy Show, we're catching up with the play-by-play voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris. And, John, you take a look at what Baylor's done. Haven't had a lot of close football games outside of Connecticut. And if this one is going to be a win for Baylor, I would expect it to be a close football game.
Yeah, that's interesting, isn't it? Hadn't been close one way or the other. So I don't know what you make of that, really. Certainly we would expect and hope for a close game in Lincoln. That is such an intimidating atmosphere to go into and play there. And Baylor has the utmost respect for Nebraska and their team this year and their history and tradition. But I think for Baylor, none of our guys on the team this year have ever played a game in there. Even our seniors, you know, 04 was the last time we played in Lincoln. So even the seniors this year have not played in Lincoln. So it's going to be a new experience for all of them, but they've heard all about it, starting with the end of the Oklahoma State game last Saturday, about what they're getting into atmosphere-wise. So hopefully they'll be able to, focus on what's the task at hand. That is the game in front of them.
John, I guess you bring up the competition that Baylor saw in Oklahoma State. Now, Coach Briles saying it's really not that big a discrepancy in the talent from Baylor to those top 10 teams. Is that just word speak, coach speak, or does he really believe that?
You know, I think he really does, and I'm glad he believes that. That gives me encouragement, working here and working around the team. I think that where Baylor is talent-wise, that he's probably right. I think we still need to develop depth at just about every position, and to me, that's where the good teams really wear you down and really, in some cases beat you up, is just the depth as a game goes on, or, if you have any injuries and you got to plug somebody in. So I think probably what he's referring to would be maybe the frontline players, and I would agree with him. But then, that depth, that is just a huge, huge factor, and all good teams have really good depth, and we're just not there yet.
Talking with John Morris, play-by-play man of the Baylor Bears here on the Doug and Daddy Show. John, Baylor has some pretty good special team statistics here as far as their punting game, their kickoff returns, and they're second in the conference in turnover margin, yet it doesn't seem like they're taking advantage of those turnovers as much as they should be.
I tell you what, I think that's a huge factor. The turnover margin, Baylor is +7 coming into this game. We had one fumble at Oklahoma State Saturday, and that was the first turnover in four games. So they've done a great job in avoiding the turnovers. And maybe you're right that Baylor hasn't taken advantage of the takeaways they've gotten, but I think also they haven't put themselves in any bad situations, put themselves in a hole by making turnovers themselves. So to me, that's been the big plus. And, of course, the stat of our freshman quarterback, Robert Griffin, he's had 155 pass attempts this year and no interceptions. So I think that he's been very smart with the ball, and the coaches have put him in situations where he doesn't have to force the ball, which could lead to a tip ball or could lead to an interception.
Robert, I told the folks here in Central Nebraska yesterday, Robert, you've got a quarterback in which ran a 50-second 400-meter intermediate hurdles.
You're right.
And what's the most amazing stat you've heard about this guy?
About him?
Just athletic-wise, what he did in high school, anything.
Yeah, I tell you what, I think it happened when he got on campus here. He left school early, or he graduated high school early, so he could be here to go through spring football work this past spring. Went through all of spring football drills, so this is a guy that should be a senior in high school. And when spring football was over, then he went down and jumped in with Todd Harbor and the Baylor track and field team. And 2 weeks after working out with them, he hadn't done track at all. He focused completely on football. then goes down to track. 2 weeks after he's been with the track team, he runs in his first meet, and he runs a 50.12. And that was just unbelievable for a guy who had been completely focused on football, hadn't done anything at all with track and field, to do that in his first meet. That's in the 400 intermediate hurdles. And he went on from there to win the Big 12 outdoor meet and qualify for the Olympic trials. So, I mean, he's a pretty amazing athlete. He's got a lot of God-given ability, and he's really smart to go along with it. And we sure are glad to have him here at Baylor.
John, how did Baylor get this kid?
Interesting story there. He had committed to the University of Houston when Coach Briles was there. And I think Coach Briles and his staff there did a great job recruiting him. And when Coach Briles was thinking about making the switch to Baylor, I don't know how that works legally, but checked with Robert to see, you know, if he was interested in coming to Baylor, and he was, even more so than U of H. I think he was going to U of H to be with Coach Briles, but Waco is a lot closer to Copper's Cove High School than Houston is. So, you know, he switched his allegiance, and that's how he ended up here.
John, where do you see the final of this game ending up?
Well, I don't know. I think Nebraska is coming off a really good game against Iowa State, maybe their best game of the year. Baylor is reeling a little bit, didn't play very well last week at Oklahoma State. But our guys, to their credit, they still feel like they can find three more wins somewhere down the road to be eligible for a bowl this year. So that being said, they've only got five more opportunities, so I think they are going to be ready to play this week. Baylor's got to run the ball better than they did against Oklahoma State. Joe Gans, you know, scares the socks off everybody here, and really looks like the Nebraska defense is coming around as well. So I know it's going to be really, really tough, but our guys will be ready, and hopefully it'll be a good game Saturday.
Well, with Missouri and road games at Texas and Texas Tech still on the schedule, if Baylor is expecting to win three more games, then I'm guessing they are thinking this is a must-win game.
I don't know if you put a must-win on it going into Lincoln, but somewhere they've got to find three more wins. So whoever that might be, I would say this. I think this Baylor team will pull off a win this year down the stretch that nobody expects them to do. I'm not saying that's going to be this week, but it could be. But somewhere down the stretch, this Baylor team is going to have a wild game where it really gets everybody's attention.
Next week would be good. Missouri.
Any week but this week, right?
Play-by-play voice of the Baylor Bears, John Morris. John, thanks so much for the time.
Great to be on with you guys. Thanks for having me on.
All right, have a safe trip. We'll see you Saturday.
Appreciate it. We'll see you Saturday.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I mean, that has to be your goal, get bowl eligible. But Daddy, my Lord, being in the South, that's why Baylor has a hard time making headway. I mean, and then Oklahoma State gets better.
Well, I believe Joe Pavelic actually said one of his quotes, if you look back on the Baylor Bears website, was something to the effect of, well, judging by the end of our schedule and the teams we play, we've got to play Nebraska and hopefully come out of there with one. It was something to that effect.
Well, it was the loss at Connecticut, which is a good football team. That was huge because it was a three-point loss. They had a chance to win that football game, and they could be coming here at 4-3 instead of 3-4, needing just two wins, and then maybe there'd even be more emphasis on this Nebraska game. You have to figure they've got a chance to beat Texas A&M at home. And if the wheels fall off of Texas Tech, that's the last game. It's coming off a bye week. Maybe they can win that game. If Missouri gives up on the season, of all the teams, though, if Baylor's going to pull an upset, it would be Missouri at home. I mean, first you got to look at a home game. They've only got two left. Beating Texas A&M at home would not be considered an upset, not the way the Aggies are playing. So it would have to be next week against Missouri. And this is, if they're going to make it, though, I mean, they can't be 3-5 and expect to beat three of the final four teams.
Well, I think you're right. Yeah, they're looking at this game, and, boy, I got to think with the way Nebraska's playing and the way they're playing, kind of meet in two different directions, though.
Could you pick Baylor, please, this week? Anything for Bo in the Big Red? That'd be outstanding.
I may just do it for him.
Hey, we're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report on this Wednesday of the final week of the regular season is coming your way next.
It was just last week during our programming meeting that the boss made this comment about the Doug and Daddy Show.
We have, in effect, put all our rotten eggs in one basket. And we intend to watch this basket carefully.
These rotten eggs will be right back on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
So I'm thinking it's that time of year. You know, football, beer season. But my wife thinks it's...
Honey, help me decorate the house in various shades of orange. Throw fake leaves and plastic pumpkins everywhere.
Season. I need a break. Football and an ice-cold beer.
Escape to Cunningham's Journal, your good time headquarters this fall. Cunningham's has every NFL game on every Sunday, all in high def. Enjoy food and drink specials, too. But don't wait till Sundays. Visit any night of the week and escape the...
Honey, help me.
Zone. Cunningham's Journal. Downtown Kearney.
Okay, so you want the Department of Labor to make the weekend officially start on Thursday?
Well, Buffalo Wild Wings has Boneless Thursdays where you get specially priced boneless wings. It pretty much already feels like the weekend, so why not?
But what about Friday, sir?
Friday's gone.
So would Saturday still be on Saturday?
No, Saturday would be the old Friday, which is now Thursday.
Uh-huh.
Now, how do I get this weekend start on Thursday thing going?
Well, the guy you need to talk to is out till next Thursday, which would be Friday, so call back the following Tuesday, which is actually Monday.
Well said.
Weekends start on Thursdays. Buffalo Wild Wings. You have to be here. Price and participation vary by location.
Email. Something people and now businesses cannot live without. New federal e-discovery laws require that certain companies retain email communication for litigation purposes or face serious fines.
Lose the risk, not your wallet,
by installing a Barracuda Message Archiver today. The Barracuda Message Archiver is a comprehensive yet affordable plug-and-play device that indexes and stores all email traffic for easy search and retrieval, providing immediate government compliance. Try the Barracuda Message Archiver free for 30 days. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM, 888-ANTI-SPAM, or log on to Barracuda.com.
It's the final week of the high school football regular season, and we've got you covered Thursday and Friday. Thursday on 1230 AM KHAS, it's a C1 Top 10 battle as Grand Island Central Catholic is at Hastings St. Cecilia, and a district title is on the line on Power 99 Thursday with Cambridge at Elm Creek. Friday on ESPN 1550, Aurora's at Adams Central, on KHAS Hastings at Northwest, on Power 99 Gibbon at Wood River, and on The Breeze 94.5 FM Silver Lakes at Gildner, and every game on the web at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Every Friday, Doug and Daddy's College Football Pick'em can win you a gift certificate to Johnny Casinos. Between 11 and noon every Friday during the football season, Johnny Casinos, west side of the Conestoga Ball, reminding you that what goes on during parts of Doug and Daddy is brought to you by Johnny Casinos.
A wind advisory is in effect across the area throughout the day today. Winter storm warning goes in effect tonight, continues out through the day on Thursday. With cloudy skies, we'll see more rain continue today. Could mix in with a little wet snow in spots late as temperatures will stay fairly steady or falling a bit from around the lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 36.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. World Series predictions coming up here on the Doug and Daddy show. Don't forget the games of the World Series are right here on ESPN Radio starting tonight. Our pregame is at 7, of course. You'll have a coverage of it all day long. One of the big things that's coming out this week is Nate Swift trying to catch Johnny Rogers. He needs 7 to tie and 8 catches to pass him. He had 8 last week against Iowa State.
Boy, probably not going to get that against Baylor, I wouldn't think. Nebraska's done such a great job lately. And, yeah, they find Nate on underneath routes, whatnot, most of the time. I think, though, against Baylor, you keep Griffin off the field, and you do that by running the football. And I think they're going to run up, accumulate a bunch of plays, but I think it's a couple games down the road before Nate gets that record.
Want to take a couple looks at some sports a little off the radar. The preseason Intermat rankings were released yesterday, and the Nebraska wrestling team is ranked 6th in the nation in the preseason. The Huskers earned a 4th-place finish at the NCAA championships last year, 14-3 in duels. They returned 5 starters who are all rated, including 4 All-Americans. Preseason ranking is the highest for the Huskers since 2004. The number one team is Iowa. Iowa State is 2nd. Cornell, 3rd. Cornell.
Isn't that where our little...
Fifth kid went, right? Is that right? I got the right one, Warner? Am I right on that one?
There you go.
Yeah. Ohio State is 4th, Missouri 5th, and then Nebraska is 6th. So that's the way things look there. And how about our little Grand Island golfer, J.C. Stevenson? On a day like this, let's talk golf. Fired a final round 73 to finish in a tie for 6th at the Greenville, North Carolina tournament. It's the Lady Pirate Invitational in Greenville, North Carolina. Nebraska finished 4th as a team. So J.C. continues to play well there for the University of Nebraska.
It's time now for this week's high school football preview on the Doug and Danny Show with Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report.
He's got game.
And from the worldwide headquarters in Central City, we are pleased to be joined on this final week of the regular season by Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep. Morning, Bob.
Good morning, Douglas. How are you, man?
That good, huh?
Hey, I tell you what. You know, I'm trying to remember if I remember how to make a snowman. Yeah. I think I do. I think I'm going to give it a shot here in about 45 minutes, the way it looks.
Is it snowing in Central City, or what's it doing?
It wants to real bad.
Okay.
Just in the nick of time, just when you think we're going to get through the regular season without incident, then something like this happens. So.
Robert, you've been around, as we said, long enough, longer than some of us, haha. You remember some of these late season postponements and weather affecting things. Oh, have you chatted with anybody about what might happen this week and maybe just some recollections of what usually happens in a situation like this, even though it's only happened a couple times?
No, really, to be honest, dude, I haven't talked to anybody about that. I don't know if we're going to wind up quite there, but when you talk about recollections of bad weather, the first thing that comes to my mind is 1991. The Halloween blizzard of 1991. I know it basically wiped out football throughout the state of Nebraska for a little while. In fact, it was bad enough where they postponed Halloween. And, you know, you start jerking with a bunch of little 10-year-old kids, you're asking for trouble, okay? They're lucky they didn't storm City Hall. But, I don't know if we're going to quite get there. I know there's been some reports of some bad weather, but, you know, hey, we're all big boys. Some of us bigger than others. We'll have to just deal with it.
Bob, I guess as we look at area contests and we can start Aurora at Adams Central.
Well, first of all, Daddy, good morning to you. It's delightful to know that you're part of our little thing here. The thing is that Aurora has played a lot of really good football, and I know that they're highly rated. I know that there's a lot of respect out there for what Aurora's done. I just get the impression that maybe people aren't giving them their full worth, and the loss to McCook, I know that really kind of puts a stain on the record, but let's face it, that's an outstanding football team they played. They're going to play Adams Central, a team that has got just a knockout junior class. One thing that Coach Carlin likes to do is play his seniors. If you play as a junior at Adams Central, you can play. And not only can those kids in that class play, they're playmakers. Nathan Arlt and Ryan Beamer are two names you need to know right out of the gate. Beamer, I don't know. The kid just is indestructible. Every week the kid carries the ball 30, 35 times, and it seems like every week he runs for 200 yards. I think the one number might stay the same this week. I'm not sure if the second number will. I think that he's going to get plenty of work. I don't know if Adams Central can maybe do as much business as they wish they could against Aurora. But that's a really good ball game. And I, with all the other really, really big games that are out there this week, I think that one tends to fly under the radar just a little bit.
Bob Jensen joining us for our weekly Huskerland Prep Report. A couple of top 10 11-man games right here in our backyard. Central Catholic has come all the way through the season, and now they get that crack against the St. Cecilia team that they can't beat, and they're going to get another chance this week. And, you know, again, I guess, unfortunately, you have to think they can't beat them again. I mean, nobody's beating St. Cecilia in the regular season. And then the game that Daddy and I are scheduled to be at, Cambridge at Elm Creek. And I think we find out if Cambridge was caught looking ahead when they played Kearney Catholic or not. Those are two very interesting games.
Oh, yeah, very much so. And I guess the thing about Central Catholic, I kind of like it. They got a little attitude over at Central Catholic right now. I think they really feel like they've been I know they have because I did an interview with Jay Osterburn, and I talked to Coach Rizak, and, you know, they weren't real emphatic about it, but they did make it clear that there's some other people getting some attention when Central Catholic wasn't. And I think, you know, they've got a great chance to, shock the world. I mean, it's kind of tough to say about a top 10 team, but St. Cecilia, the only reason St. Cecilia is not rated number one in the state is because Norfolk Catholic is pretty good. So, Central Catholic is going to go in there as a definite underdog, but they're going to bring everything they've got. And I guess the one thing that both of those guys, you know, there's the first thing out of their mouth when I asked them, why are you good? They talked about team unity, team chemistry, and, you know, this team is not as talented as last year's team, but they know what to do, and they play very well together. And in a situation like what they're going to face at St. Cecilia, that's going to be almost as important as the talent level, because they're almost undoubtedly going to catch it right in the mouth, right out of the gate. And if you can kind of steady yourself a little bit, especially on the road like that, you know, Central Catholic's got a shot. I don't think it's a great shot, but I also know the season doesn't end tomorrow night, at least not for them. Central Catholic's going to have a chance to, you know, get into the playoffs, and with the right draw, it's the kind of team that could win a couple games, and who knows, maybe even get a chance to play St. Cecilia later. And as far as looking ahead goes, I don't know if they were looking ahead, but Cambridge was really sloppy when they played against Kearney Catholic. Now, give the Stars credit, you know, turnovers happen a couple different ways. I'm sure that Kearney Catholic had a hand in making those six turnovers happen. I don't think Cambridge is going to turn it over six times in a row, but I also thought Kearney Catholic would beat Elm Creek. So what is a guy to do? I really like Stan's kids. I think they showed an awful lot last year. They showed that anybody on the team apparently can catch an interception and run the distance. So, I think Elm Creek's going to be right there, but I think Cambridge wins the game. I could be wrong 2 weeks in a row. It's happened before. We'll see what happens.
Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep, for our weekly prep preview with him. Bob, I guess you've got your Huskerland game of the year, and obviously one of the reasons the game of the year happens on the last night of the regular season. You knew that going in. Clarkson at Howells.
Yeah, you know, there are so many great things about high school football that have absolutely nothing to do with the game. And this is the perfect example of it. These guys live 6 miles apart. They're distinctly aware of one another. Yet if you talk to kids from either town, because I've talked to kids from both towns, they quote-unquote know some of the guys. Now, what that tells me is they ain't going to waste their time getting to know all of the guys, okay? But these are large people. They are very talented. How, you know, there's just so many beautiful things about this, not the least of which is most of the people listening today know about Howells' record in eight-man football. The last time they were in eight-man football, they won state for the sixth year in a row. They take 2 years out to play 11-man. Well, while they're away, Clarkson steps into the void a little bit, and I still contend that 2 years ago that was the best 11-man team in the state, but they let a three-touchdown lead get away from them in the second half of a quarterfinal game and got beat. Last year they got beat by a better team, but they were in the state finals. So now they get a chance to get back together. And I don't know how fast they run the clock. I don't know if they're counting every second in the Clarkson games or not. But I'm telling you, they score 80 points like it's you know, men's college basketball. They've scored an unbelievable amount of points this year. Howells is right there. I don't know, in a game like that, you about got to pick Howells, but Clarkson's got me believing that they're going to make it really tough. That's going to be definitely a four-quarter game. It's the kind of game that could go down to the last possession, and those are two really superior football teams.
Lawrence Nelson's playing Bruning Davenport. Of course, this is the big McCook-Ogallala matchup. Ewing, Elgin in the north-central part of the state. There are some great, great football games out there. Just looking ahead, though, Bob, is the playoff picture kind of setting out like you thought it would? Any surprises as we go into this week?
Oh, there's always going to be a few surprises. There's always going to be some teams that you know, get back into the groove. And I'm like a lot of people out there. I've been messing with the things, trying to project who's going to play. And, of course, I'm stupid enough to not only project who's going to get in, but try and figure out who's going to play each other. But something I discovered in my research, you know, stories that are just great, schools that, you know, have not been in the playoffs, that haven't been around. You know, a couple of them that immediately come to mind that I dealt with yesterday up in the northeast corner of the state, Emerson Hubbard, who, well, that ship was sinking fast up there. They went from 11-man to 8-man. They're going to get back in the playoffs for the first time in 13 years. And then we all know about Cedar Catholic football and all the great things they've done in recent years, but Hardington High had only been in the playoffs once before this year. They're going to be back. And a story from our listening area that I am just very happy about, it actually is a school that I covered a long time ago when I worked at Fairbury. Meridian football does not exactly the you don't think of Meridian football the same way you do like the University of Miami. Okay, that's not they're not quite the same thing. But those kids who were winless last year have won five games. They're going to get in the playoffs, and that you know schools like that. That and situations like that—that is what makes the playoffs so sweet. And you know, you hope for an extended stay for Meridian, but frankly, once we get past this weekend, those are going to be five of the sweetest days in school history, right there.
I'm going to be honest with you. Somebody is back. It's Bob, and he's back in the Central City groove.
yeah. The Central. You know, we didn't make the playoffs this year, Daddy. Mm-hmm. We were close. You know, we were at 1.1-1, and you can look that up.
Well, Bob, there's always hope springing eternal, and we will chat with you before the playoffs next Wednesday. As always, our esteemed, we just, you know, I can't even, I'm choking up because
the regular season has come to an end. I got one thing on the way out. Well, two things, actually. One of them is, you know, hugs and kisses to my dear friend, you know, Magic Bob Carter, who was good enough to grace you with some background information on our softball team from Waldo's many years ago. The other thing is, while I'm on hold listening, you know, what do people think? And I realize we're living in an age of, you know, political correctness, but what do they think about when they name their team? Now, these are college women. The Lady Pirates? Really? What is a Lady Pirate? I don't know.
Bob, enjoy your soup here at lunch, okay?
Yeah, you better believe it. You guys are the best. Thanks a lot.
See you, buddy. Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report, every Wednesday. You can check him out on the website as well. We need to take a break. We will be right back.
You're listening to the Doug and Danny Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Most of the sponsor messages you're about to hear did not realize their commercials were going to be in the Doug and Danny Show. Pity.
Okay, Mike, in the first spot, we want you to talk about what Tabasco Original Red does for pizza, all right?
Well, that's easy. Listen, people, pizza's great. Agree? Of course you do. My thing is this. Why stop at great? Shake a little Tabasco on that bad boy and see what happens. I'll tell you what happens. Deep dish gets deeper. New York style gets New Yorkier. You get the idea. Because Tabasco, well, it brings out flavors you never knew were there. So get some today. How's that?
Dude, that's perfect.
Hello, everybody. This is Keith Jackson for FreeCreditReport.com. In the grand old game of life, your credit score could cost you or save you a lot of money. That's why it's so important to check your credit at FreeCreditReport.com. Log on to FreeCreditReport.com, and faster than you can say, "Whoa, Nelly," you'll see your credit score and credit report online. You can even print it out if you want to. Stay on top of your credit at FreeCreditReport.com.
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
In Las Vegas, you never leave a restaurant hungry, and Johnny Casino's Grand Island's latest entry into great dining is a sure bet with barbecue chicken and ribs Tuesdays, ribeye Wednesdays, fajita Thursdays, and prime rib Fridays and Saturdays. Try Johnny Casino's, west side of the Conestoga Mall off 281 Grand Island, and remember, what goes on at Johnny Casino's will bring you back to Johnny Casino's, including every Husker broadcast and pay-per-view, plus the NFL Sunday Ticket.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at Weather Eye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th and Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
A wind advisory is in effect across the area throughout the day today. Winter storm warning goes in effect tonight, continues out through the day on Thursday. With cloudy skies, we'll see more rain continue today. Could mix in with a little wet snow in spots late as temperatures will stay fairly steady or falling a bit from around the lower 40s. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 34.
I'll be back. Doug and Daddy Show here, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, taking you right into the middle of a snowstorm, it looks like. But don't fret. It's going to warm up on Saturday. It's going to be 60 degrees. The snow's not going to be around long. You've still got time, whether it's residential and commercial, or both, Call for a free estimate. Matt and the gang at Curbing Inc., they're bringing life to landscapes. Hey, they've got the stamped curbing for you. They've got the lighted curbing as well. All the curbing that you need for your yard. Make your yard a showplace. Matt and the gang are there to do it. We've got testimonials coming in. People have called Matt and the gang. They're excited about what Matt does. You may think with so many colors and styles, it would be hard to choose. Well, Matt was great to work with, and he helped me pick the color and style to achieve the look I wanted. That comes from Chris and Holdridge. We appreciate that, Chris. Matt and the gang, Curbit Inc., call them today at 308-237-4805 or check them out at curbit.net.
Hastings College's Scotty Shaw is the GPAC Cross Country Runner of the Week out of Silver Lake High School. Congratulations to her. And the women's cross country team moves into the national rankings at number 25. Didn't even know. There you go. There's some breaking news for you. Also, we were talking with Bob. You can check out on his website his playoff projections, which, of course, will change with wins and losses. But St. Paul and St. Cecilia would get a rematch in the first round. Wood River and Minden would get a rematch in the first round. Central Catholic would welcome in Crofton. Broken Bow would go to Mitchell in the West bracket. In D1, he has Layton at Franklin, Overton getting in at Maxwell, Silver Lake at Eustace Farnham, Axtell at Giltner, that'd be a district rematch, Amherst at Clearwater Orchard, Palmer at Garden County, Medicine Valley at Elwood. D2, Pleasanton would be at Lawrence Nelson is the way things are looking there, and Loomis would get in and play at Ansley. How about that? After not winning a game last year, they could get back into the playoffs. And a Stewart would be at Sargent. Chambers would be at Ewing. Not the championship anymore, is it, folks? Well, that's what's going on. We want to remind you at lunchtime and during the World Series and during college football and during the NFL, the place to be, the Chicken Coop. Kearney and Grand Island is the best place to watch sports in town with all of their 42-inch flat screens. There's not a bad seat in the house. They've got great lunch specials every day. If you want to go in and have something warm today, something cooked, they're going to have it for you. You want a salad? Fine. You want burgers? Fine. You want pizza? Fine. Chicken? They have got everything you could possibly want. It's going to be a great lunch for you. And don't forget great food and drink specials every night. It is the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney, downtown Grand Island. Go get yourself a chicken tender hoagie. Maybe get yourself pizza and order some wings as an appetizer. Can't go wrong there, folks. At the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. We want to thank the fine guests on the program today, including Bob Jensen of Huskerland Prep Report. Also want to thank Jen Comfort, the volleyball coach at Hastings College, and John Morris, the play-by-play man of the Baylor Bears, filling us in on the Baylor perspective as they get ready to come to Lincoln to take on the Huskers this Saturday. Hopefully high school football is played the next couple of days. Cross country coming up on Friday. And the Breeders' Cup this weekend.
Yeah, Chris Katudelak from the TVG Network set to join us tomorrow, along with race and sportsbook manager Mike Biriano from the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. He's going to give us selections on football. He's going to give us selections on Breeders' Cup. Tell us what's going on at the Bay as well.
Don't forget, folks, if you missed any of the show, it's on the podcast at ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Loft. Just log on to ESPNSuperstation.com, vote on the poll question. Who's going to win the World Series? 7 o'clock tonight, Tampa Bay, Philadelphia.
Tampa Bay, I say.
Oh, yeah. See, we'd have plenty of time at the end of the program, wouldn't we? We'd have plenty of time at the end of the program.
I say Tampa Bay, Douglas.
Something in my gut says Philly. But the way all the things have went this year, Tampa Bay is the team. So you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to pick Tampa Bay and not feel bad if Philadelphia wins, because Walt Smith wants it that way. See you tomorrow, folks.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.